Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I have a lot of respect for Jeff, and I'm certainly not going to ever say anything other than positive about, you know, who he is as a player and a person. We made a really tough decision because we thought we could be in a position to win more hockey, and that's the best way to say it. Those aren't easy, but that was the decision we made. I think when you look at did we fill the spot or not in terms of goals, you know, I think part of that goes to when the young core and the players we have, we believe will take steps. And for me, the talent is there, and now it's how do we make sure we're playing the right way and, you know, we're doing all those little things that help our team improve and the players improve individually, and we feel confident that they will.
That is Sabres general manager Kevin Adams just now meeting with the media. The Sabres will be on the ice in about a little less than a half hour. We'll also hear from Lindy Ruff today. Adams said that. So, all right, hockey. Hockey's back as it's what? Going to be 80 again today?
All the sports are back, by the way. Just all the sports.
Everything.
Basketball starts.
Basketball, which is coming up soon, though. Yeah. College football, NFL,
baseball.
NHL.
Baseball. Yeah, it's all here, brother. It's all here. Golf is.
Golf is kind of over.
President's Cup, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. I'm into that.
Yeah.
That means next year's a Ryder Cup year.
That's right. In the state of New York.
Bethpage. Sweet. I'm going to Bethpage next month.
Oh, nice. I signed up for the lottery, so hopefully I get chosen.
Good. Not like the real lottery. Like, you have to win a lottery to get
It's sort
Ryder
of like,
tickets.
It's almost like the Masters a little bit.
You gotta
get into the running.
Yeah. Couple takeaways I have from hearing Adams there. One on that comment. He got asked kind of a two-part, like, You bought out Skinner. You still do kind of have the cap space that you had. Like,
so then why do it?
They could have Jeff Skinner on the team financially right now if they had wanted to. It would have been tight, but they could have done it. Did they replace the goals? And he went to citing the development
youth.
And guys taking steps up. And that could be right. Did they replace the goals? Is it not possible or even probable that the Sabres and Kevin Adams would have been trying to hunt down an upgrade from Jeff Skinner as a goal scorer in the top six, and they just couldn't pull it off? Because timing would work out that way, I think, where you buy out Skinner and then you try. And if you don't get the guy and maybe you land on your plan C or something, and that's Jason Zucker, then there you go. You kind of look like you didn't replace it. Skinner, by the way, like, he did not have a great year last year. That needs to be, like, 2 years ago he did. Last year, you know,
it looked like he was starting to.
Yeah, he definitely faded.
His age was.
To be fair, though, he led the team in goals with a month to go in the season.
Yeah.
So, on a team that couldn't score goals, he put a couple in, but it wasn't a lot. And then the other thing was about goaltending. And, man, I've been very high on Levi's year that he had last year. Like, I think you will not find another 21-year-old goaltender. Or is it 22? How old was he last year?
He was 21 last year.
You will not find another 21-year-old goaltender in the world that had a better season than Devin Levi did. He was the number two goalie in the AHL last year. And some of his goals saved above expected numbers when he was with the Sabres because the shot quality he faced was actually one of the toughest in the league. Like, if you look at how many scoring chances he saw for all the starts he played, like, he saw a tougher assignment. I don't know why. It could have been coincidence that the Sabres played like that in front of him and they played better in front of Lukanen. Not to take credit away from Lukanen. Just, I thought Levi had a great year for what he is, for his age. The expectation was just set so high that I'm totally ready to see him play 30 to 35 games for them. But I don't know. The way Adams talked there, we'll talk about this with Paul next hour. Like, kind of sounded to me like James Reimer might be their backup to start the season.
Yeah, not excited about that.
He, by the way, Reimer has not played in the American Hockey League since 2011. As long as the Sabres playoff drought is. That's how long it's been since Reimer played in the AHL. So did he, at 36 years old, sign up to play in Rochester? I guess now that you look at it, you go, okay, he might really think he has a shot at being the backup. And maybe he does.
He will have to win the job.
That's what I wonder. I wonder if the way he sounded, if Levi has to win the job. I think that's kind of nuts. I don't know. What do we think they're going to be? Here we go. Preseason starts Saturday. We got a couple minutes here. What do we think they're going to be? Their over-under point total at FanDuel is 88.5. It's about the same team that they were the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But do they get there in a different way? They're almost certainly going to be tougher to play against. They remade their bottom six. I don't think they're getting run over the way they have in past years in their bottom
Probably
six.
Probably not.
On the ice. Puck possession and whatnot. And their blue line, I think, is really talented. It just hasn't meshed all together. We'll see Byram for a full season. But now that I feel more confident about them defensively and in goal, and with Lindy's style, you know, and Lindy's ability to bring that out of you, I feel better about that, but I also now question whether they can score goals. Who do you trust on this team going into the year to score goals for you? How many guys do you trust? You know for sure they're
goals.
Showing up and they're scoring. How
Tage.
Many guys? One, okay. Tuck?
Tuck.
Two?
JJ Paterka.
Three?
Quinn.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Even did you hear the way he said Quinn, though? Like, I think you're almost certainly right. Yes. Okay, I'll put Quinn in there. I'm not sure about Cousins.
I'm not sure about Cousins either.
Cousins was not good offensively last year at all. I got to hope or bet. You got to bet it's better than it was last year.
You got to bet that it's better than it was last year.
But that's my second line center I already am wondering about.
Yeah.
And then your other top six forward. And then who do you trust in the secondary scoring department? Just 2 years ago, you had a Casey Mittelstadt on your third line that was a 60-point player.
Yeah. I don't think you have that on your third line currently.
So I think they're going to be tougher to play against, better defensively, and maybe that'll make up for it. But I just hope we don't get halfway through the year and realize this team can't score goals. That could be a problem. Be a big problem. 803-0550. Keith in Attica's got a thought on the Sabres while we're on them. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So I'm going to be a wishy-washy caller here. First point is on Lindy Ruff. He's nothing more than a PR signing that, you know, the nostalgia of a Sabres fan. Lindy was great, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I think Lindy's better days are behind him as a coach. Second point is, great, we improved our bottom six. We all know that the bottom six has been a problem here. Goodbye to Gergensen. Thanks for your service. Good riddance. However, the bottom six is not our firepower, and Adams is incompetent and didn't do anything to address the firepower. He's simply relying on the potential of Quinn and Paterka to score goals. Whether they do or not, I think that's going to make or break the season coming down to those two players.
Yeah. And
so hang up and listen.
Thanks, Keith. And I do think they will. I do think those two, you know, I do trust. The thing I will disagree with you on is I do not think Lindy was just a PR signing. I think that helps. I really don't think he was just a PR signing. I do think he was the type of coach that they were looking for. I think the value of Lindy or his track record, his Kevin Adams just said it. He still has a house in Buffalo, had a house in Buffalo the whole time. Like, to me, that's how it's always been framed, is they brought Lindy back to make the fans happy. I wonder more, did they bring Lindy back in part because he was the only coach like that would say yes to them? There was a report from, it Jeremy Rutherford in the middle of the summer that the Sabres wanted Craig Berube, and they couldn't get him. Toronto wanted him, so that's it. You're not getting him.
You're not getting
Toronto
him.
Toronto wants him.
Yeah.
That's it. So did they want a Berube? Did they want somebody else? And Lindy was the one that wanted the job. That also is, you know, what you were looking for. He is veteran coach that was, by the way, a great head coach 2 years ago. So you could say his best days are behind him, and you might be right, but I'm not 100% sure about that. He had one of the best teams in hockey 2 years ago. So, you know, it might... The Lindy conversation, there's a lot of different layers to it. There's a lot of different layers. But I think they got what they wanted, the type of coach they wanted. And I think that the fact that he used to be the Sabre coach forever, maybe they used that as a way to get him here more than they hired him because of it. Paul and North Tonawanda, quickly on this. What's up, Paul?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I'm just calling to say, you know, I think Kevin Adams did best with the hand he was dealt with, all right? 13 years, no playoffs. No one wants to come here. So how is he going to go out and get all this top six forward or top six anything if nobody wants to come here? You know, it's going to take Lindy to grow this team. I think they'll definitely be tougher to play against, but, you know, everyone's clamoring for a top six forward, but nobody wants to come play here. There's no incentive to play here. I mean, we don't got beaches or anything, but, you know, 13 years, no playoffs, that'll do it for you. You got to grow inside, and you got to get over that hump.
Thanks, Paul, for the call. I don't know how much of a pass to give them on this. I never do. I never know how much of a pass to give them on. They just can't get people to come here. I think it happens. Is it the reason why they can't bring anybody in? Like, I don't know. Ottawa finds a way to make it work. So I'm not saying you're completely wrong, but Ottawa has the second longest drought in the league, and they're Ottawa, Ontario. You know, it's not Florida. Yeah. And Linus Ullmark, they traded for him in the summer, and he's like, yeah, they weren't on my no trade list. and they got Jacob Chychrun to come there a couple years ago. They're not perfect either. I'm sure Giroux came there, right? I think he might be from there. So again, you can do it. It just might be harder for you. I don't dispute that. I think it's got to be harder for them to make moves like that than other teams. But over the course of 5 years, you can only go so far with that excuse, I think. I still, by the way, like, I don't mean to be too down in the dumps. I feel like it could work. They could make the playoffs this year. Their over-under is 88.5. That, even the betting line would tell you, they're only like 3 wins above their expectation from being a playoff team.
Right.
They're not a 70-point team that needs to blow everybody away. They just need to be probably a little bit better than their expectation.
They need to get more games to overtime.
That could be a point, too, about them being tougher to play against, right?
Get them to overtime. Get a point.
More 2-1 overtime losses.
Yep.
And you're in the playoffs. If you're on hold, state, we'll try to get you in. Paul's coming up at 9. We'll talk talking some Sabres here. Kevin Adams meeting with the media earlier. Training camp starts today. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.